Harmony Baptist Church, providing a message of hope to the hopeless.
Luke chapter 17. Luke 17. And then 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. If you found your place, would you say amen with me? Luke says in chapter 17, verse 5, "And the apostles said unto the Lord," and if you've got a King James, read it with me, "And the apostles said unto the Lord," what? Say it one more time. "The apostles said unto the Lord," is faith something that we can increase? Talk to me, church. Is faith something that can grow? Your faith is either increasing or it's decreasing. Your faith is either getting larger or either it's diminishing. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, and these Christians here, he gives them an admonition. He said, he's thankful for them. And he said in verse, chapter 1, verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because," and read this with me, church, "because," what? "That your faith groweth exceedingly." It's not saying the same. Now, 2018 may have been a year where your faith was weak. 2019 ought to be a year where your faith is growing. How many of you again this morning say, "Lord, increase my faith"? Say it with me, church. "Lord, increase my faith." Help me to see things I haven't seen. Help me to believe things I haven't believed. Help me to trust God for areas that I have trusted other things, trusted myself, trusted my resources, my finances, trusted the doctors or whatever. Lord, increase, say it with me, church, Lord, increase my faith. You can be around faith. Sister Gail here, I believe she is a woman of faith. And Kay and Joanne and Jimmy, these are people of faith. I believe that. I believe they are people that exercise faith. I could be around them and still not have their faith. It doesn't rub off. You could be around other people that have trusted God for the impossible. I go back to Sister Brenda Milner here. She's sitting over here. Praise the Lord for you. But Sister Brenda was dealing with a heart issue, is hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, I believe is what they said. And Brenda's like, "Preacher, I want to be anointed and prayed for." And Brother Eddie, I still go back to what you said that night, that when we prayed for her and the deacons, we gathered around her, I've got just a little bottle of olive oil, nothing, I mean, you know, just regular olive oil you buy at the store. But Brother Eddie said, when I uncapped that bottle, he said, "The Holy Ghost jumped out of that bottle." Amen. Now, it took this lady believing that God was going to touch her. You could be around that and still not have that kind of faith. It doesn't just automatically rub off on you. It doesn't automatically just happen. You've got to be able to say, "Lord, increase my faith." Our faith needs to be growing. It needs to be enlarged. It needs to get stronger. Our faith, my friend, we need to be able to see mountains move. You say, "Well, I haven't seen any mountains move lately." How many of you got an obstacle in your life? Say amen. Amen. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about going out and speaking to the Smoky Mountains or the Rocky Mountains and say, "Okay, get up from your old place and throw yourself down in the Pacific Ocean." But what he's saying is, when there is a mountain in your life, an obstacle in your life, that humanly speaking, it just ain't going to happen. And by faith, you believe that God is able to move that obstacle out of your way. He's able to move that mountain. He's able to solve that problem. He's able to deliver that person. Say amen. He's able to set the captive free by faith. You believe that? Jesus said in Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in Social Security. Have faith in the Democratic Republican parties. Lord, help us. Jesus said, have faith in your MasterCard. Have faith in your Visa, your American Express, your Diners Club. What did Jesus say? Have faith in what? Have faith in God. Say it with me, church. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. When everything and everybody else lets you down, still have faith in God. When the situation don't look like it's going to happen, when it looks like it's going to be a catastrophe, have faith in God. Turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 4. We have the Father of faith. This is a little bit of refresher here. Have faith in God. We have a man by the name of Abraham. And the Bible says he was a man of faith. Was Abraham's faith ever tested, by the way? Oh, yes, it was. I don't think God has told any of us in here to take your child up to the top of a mountain somewhere and put a knife in his heart. Brother Jimmy, you know, God's not told me or you to take our daughter up yonder and slay him on the mountaintop. Abraham was a man that God tested his faith. But here's the thing, Brother Chip. Once your faith has been tested, then your faith can testify. Can I say that again? Once your faith has been tested, then your faith can testify. If it has never been tested, you don't know how much faith you have. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith. Say that with the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, calleth those things. Oh, I love this verse. Amen. I love this verse. Read it with me. And who calleth those things which be not as though they were. Calling those things which are not, Brother Steve, as though they have already happened. When you pray, I say this, and don't take this the wrong way, but we need not continue to beg God. When God gives you the stamp of approval, you ought to praise Him. You say it hadn't happened yet. By faith it will. How many of you got lost loved ones? Lift your hand up. When God gives you the promise that they're going to get saved, it's only a matter of time. Praise Him for what He's going to do. By faith, you say it hadn't happened yet. This is where this verse comes in. Calleth those things which are not that they are. Verse 18. Oh, boy, I like this. Who against hope? Brother Jimmy, I can imagine. If there was some other, it's a good thing. Probably a good thing Abraham wasn't a Baptist. Amen. There'd been enough people to throw rocks and criticize him. You know, Abraham, God gave him a promise when he's 75. And if he went out and got a cup of coffee down at the coffee shop and got a biscuit, and sure he wouldn't have no ham biscuit, but anyway, he'd have, maybe a steak biscuit, a lamb biscuit. So anyway, he's down there at the coffee shop, and he says, you know what? God told me that I'm going to be a daddy. And them other people sitting around him drinking their cup of coffee said, you are nut. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? You are 75. You're no spring chicken. Forget that. Abraham believed God, didn't he? Who against all hope? Against all hope. By the way, I believe this, Brother Steve. Abraham had the faith to believe that just because His body was no condition to receive the promise. That doesn't mean that God wasn't going to honor his word. Hey, listen to me this morning. Can you trust this book right here? You better. Can you trust the one that wrote this book? Can he lie? What he says will come to pass. And if you can anchor it right here in the word of God, then just believe it's going to happen. You may not see it right now, but it's going to happen. Call those things into existence. About to get happy on you now. Speak the word of faith. Amen. How'd y'all get saved? Well, Jesus saved me. Romans 10:9. If you know the verse. That if thou shalt what? Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now listen, there's a two part. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth, confession is made. Brother Jimmy, you can believe it in your heart, I can believe it in my heart, but the mouth is only going to confirm what we believe in the heart. You know why some people never exercise any faith? They are afraid that they're going to be put on the spot. Can I tell y'all something? Faith is not faith until you speak it. Did y'all hear what I just said? Let me say it again. Faith is not faith. You say, what does that mean, preacher? That means when you, by faith, speak those things into existence. I don't see it right now, but by the good grace of God, I believe it in my heart, and he's given me the promise, and so let's just count her done. Amen. Verse 17. Oh, verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And, oh, I like verse 19. Follow me along, church. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was what? Oh, say it with me, church. He was what? Say it one more time. He was what? Look at verse 19. Not being weak in faith, but he was strong in faith. Can y'all say that with me? Not being weak in faith, being strong in faith. Which one do y'all want to be? I don't want to be weak in faith. I don't want to be weak in faith. I want to be strong in faith. And so here Abraham, when he got up, looked at himself in the mirror, a part of him could probably say, the flesh would say, hey, son, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. Your wrinkles have got wrinkles on top of wrinkles. I used to like watch Beverly Hillbillies. That's some of them old shows are still just as funny as they can be. Granny Clampett said one time, talking about some old lady, she said she's got so many wrinkles on her face, it'd take a 3-day rain to fill up them cracks. I'm sure 75 years old, Abraham had some wrinkles and bulges and bumps and bunions and everything else. But Abraham could look and say, by faith, God is going to keep his word. Strong in faith. Staggered not in verse 20 at the promise of God. And verse 21, being fully persuaded that he which is promised was able to perform. You see, your faith is right here anchored in this book. If it ain't anchored in this book, go with me one more step. Faith cometh by
hearing.
And hearing by the
word of God.
There you go. I hate that we didn't have church last Sunday. Listen, I won't even go there. I will too. Former student of mine. Good boy, young boy. He posted on his page, and I'm sorry, but he said, I wonder how many churches canceled because of rain today. Boy, that irritated me. I'm sorry. That irritated me. We didn't cancel because of rain. We canceled so that the threat of ice Now, he wasn't directing it toward me. He was just throwing it out there. There's not a pastor I know of that wants to cancel service. But for the safety, and a preacher friend of mine was involved in a bad wreck last Sunday morning. Totally, his truck had to be airlifted to Chapel Hill Hospital. He's in a neck brace right now. Brother Bo Taylor. I don't know if you know Bo or not. Up in Berwyn. What am I saying? Nobody likes to cancel service. And here's the key. Here's why, Brother Jimmy. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The more Word that you can get into you, the greater your faith is going to be. I didn't say it. The Bible said by faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why, have you ever noticed sometimes, in a revival meeting or something, and you know, for whatever reason, you miss one night, and you come back the next night, and somebody say, "Woo, glory, man, we had a service last night. I mean, people were just shouting, and the power of God was there, and so-and-so got saved," and you say, "Man, I missed that." You can never replace that. You know, understand what I'm saying? And it could be that the service that you miss is a service that God's going to strengthen your faith. It could be that something you're going to face this week that you need this church service. You need the people of God to encourage you, the prayers of God's people, the power of God, the Word of God. You need it. Let's go on down. Turn to Matthew chapter 9. Some people say, "I wish God would give me that kind of faith. Boy, I wish God give me that kind of faith Abraham had. Woo! Boy, I tell you what, I wish God..." Can I tell y'all something? God's done His part. You got to do your part. You say, "What do you mean, preacher?" God has given you His Word. He has given you the resources, the Holy Spirit of God. But you got to do your part. Bible says, "Now, unto Him, everything is possible." Right? Is everything possible?
Yes.
Only to those who believe. Look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 27. "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, 'Thou Son of David, have mercy on us.' When He was coming to the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus said to him, 'Believe ye that I am able to do this?' They said, 'Yea, Lord.'" Yeah, we believe it. How many of you today, with a raised hand, how many of you believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that works? Come on, everybody, put your hand up. You see, it's not, listen to me now, church, focus right here. It's not according to God's ability. He has all power. It's according to your faith. People limit God today, Brother Steve, because they don't have the faith to believe what God has already said. Look what Jesus said here. They said, and He said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe I'm able to touch those blinded eyes and restore? Do you believe that I can knit those optic nerves together? Do you believe that you can see? Do you believe if I can?" Yes, Lord, we believe it. This verse 29, here's the key. "And He touched their eyes," and what did He say? Read this next, if you're with me. According to whose faith? You believe God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think? You believe God's able to set the captive free?
Amen.
God's able to heal?
Yes.
God's able to deliver?
Yes.
God's able to supply your need?
Yes.
According to your faith. You know why some people never see God work in their life? No faith. No faith. And here I hear it, Brother Steve, "Oh, I wish I had that kind of faith. I wish I had that kind of faith. I wish I had that kind of faith." God says it's available. All you got to do, speak that word of faith. Believe that word of faith. Step out on nothing. Don't be ashamed, embarrassed. Just say, "By the good grace of God, He said it," and that settles it. Lord, increase our faith. And look in verse 30. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged him, saying to them, see that no man know it. Turn over to Mark 9. Mark 9 for a second. Mark 9, 14. You would have thought these disciples, having spent at least about 3 years with Jesus, could do miracles and signs and wonders, because he did say he was going to give them that kind of power. Amen? Come on, talk to me, church. Did not Jesus say that I give you all power? Somebody's going to leave me on this one. Did Jesus, when he said, I give unto thee all power, did he just mean those 70? Did he mean just them 12? How about them 3? Did he mean everybody? Hallelujah. According to your... Watch it here. So here we have a situation. We have a... Just summarize a little bit here. We have a daddy who's got a boy. And in those days, they called him a lunatic. He was demon possessed. And so in Mark 9, let's read here so you get the passage. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, they were greatly amazed, and running and saluting him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnashes with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out. And read this if you're here with me. And they what? They couldn't do it. What did Jesus say in verse 19? He answered and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer? Bring him unto me. Verse 22, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire, into the waters, destroy him. But, and here's this dead. The dead is lamenting over the situation of his son. He's saying, Jesus, my boy, he said sometimes that demon spirit casts him into the fire, and sometimes it throws him into the waters. He's trying to drown him. He's trying to destroy him. And he says, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things. Well, now, preacher, you just don't understand. He said that way back then. It's a different generation today. I thought my God's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I thought my Lord is, he doesn't change. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Don't raise your hand. But I guarantee you, some of you sitting here this morning, and you've got needs and problems and burdens that you carried for months and months and months. Years, perhaps. And you say, boy, I wish God would take them away. I wish God would help me. I wish God would work in my life. Hey, all things are possible to him that what? Believes. How many of you got a lost loved one? Raise your hand. Put it back down. How many of you believe that it's God's will to save all those that come to him? Amen. The Bible says, tells me in Peter, not willing that any should perish. Hey, I just want to go on record, Brother Jimmy, and I want to tell everybody, and I want to tell my church again, that I believe in whosoever will means everybody. It means the rich man. It means the poor man. It means the black man, white man, red man. Everybody can be saved by the grace of God. Say amen, church. It's not to a select few. It's not just to the upper crust. It's to the lost that he came to seek and to save. So, I mean, I believe that. Amen? Well, then why come we're not seeing more people saved? All things are possible to them that what? Now, if I can anchor it in God's word, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance, and if I can take and nail that thing down, and I can say by faith, it's only a matter of time. Hello? You see, you know what our problem is? We don't believe God's going to do it. Boy, she got quiet. Come on, church, help me out. I'm trying to help you this morning. If we believed that God was going to do it, we would speak those things into existence. We would say by faith, he is going to get saved. It's only a matter of time before my daddy gets saved. It's only a matter of time before my brother gets set free. It's only a matter of time before the lost come to Jesus. It's going to happen. According to the word of God, there is nothing that God cannot do. There's no problem he cannot solve. There's no power he cannot break. There's no prisoner that he cannot set free. All things are possible to them that believe. Is it possible for you to be pain free? Well, about three of you. What do we say at the beginning? Lord, increase our faith. Is it possible for you to be pain-free?
Yes.
Some people say, oh, I've got this pain I deal with day in and day out. I've tried Dilaudid. I've tried opioids. I've tried, I eat Tylenol by the handfuls. Is it possible to be pain-free?
Yes.
Two or three of you, come on. Lord, increase. Say it again, church. Lord, preacher, you just don't understand. You know, that's what the doctors say. They gave me this diagnosis. Lord,
increase.
Preacher, you don't understand. I went for an MRI last week, and I got this going on, and I got that going on. Lord,
increase.
Is it possible? Is it possibly symptom-free?
Yes.
Lord, is it possible to be financially free? Lord, but preacher, you just don't understand. I got this huge mountain of bills. I got this, you know, they're knocking on my door. They're calling me on the phone. They're about to repossess this and that. Lord, y'all want to be a faith church? Walk by faith, live by faith, die by faith. Lord, I said, preacher, I don't know if I can do that. You can, but I know one that can. Is it possible that your children be set free? Is it possible that your loved one get off of drugs? Is it possible that your daddy, your mama, your brother, your sister that you've been praying for years and years and years, is it possible for them to be delivered, set free, walking in liberty, serving Jesus, being in the house of God? Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not. You say it, Brother Jim. Say it louder.
Those who believe.
That's the key. Some of you will leave this morning, your faith will be increased. Some of you will leave, your faith will be diminished. Some of you leave the same way you come in. I'm just trying to speak the word of truth right now. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Some of you sitting here this morning, you say, well, that sounds good. You know, I'm not in Brother Jimmy Hill's shoes. I don't have his resources. I don't have his ability. Hey, with God, all things are possible. Talk to me. Some of you sitting here this morning say, well, I'm not Gail. I don't have the faith that Gail. I don't have the prayer life that Gail has. Hey, all things are what? To them that believe. Come on, church. Lord, increase my faith. Here's where millions of Christians are. They pray. They're sincere. but they believe it's up to God to do it. And they say this, oh, Brother Jimmy, how many times have we heard this? Brother Steve, how many times have we heard this? And it's a cop-out, I'm sorry. But here's how it goes. Brother Frank, here's how it goes. Lord, if it's your will, then would you do it? Brother Chip, that's a cop-out. Thank you, sister. You know why? Because we want to put it all back on God. We want to say, well, if it happens, it's going to happen, and I just relieve myself of any responsibility. What we need to do, what did Abraham do? He spoke the word of faith. He believed in what God, he hadn't seen it. He hadn't felt it. And by all observations, it wasn't going to happen. But by faith, he stepped out on nothing, and he believed that God was going to do it. And the Bible says in Hebrews, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. Here's where a lot of Christians mess up. They pray, Lord, if it's your will to save sister, our brother, save my brother. Lord, if it's your will, hey, honey, I know it's God's will. I'm going to lose somebody be right here, but it's all right. Come on, jump back on the train. Is it God's will to heal?
Yes.
I believe it is. Why aren't more people healed? According to your faith. We don't receive anything from God according to his ability, because he has all ability, right? He has all power. Come on, church. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
He has all power. He's given unto him both in heaven and in earth. Everything you get from God comes by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiveness, eternal life, salvation, a home in heaven. Hey, how do you know you got a home in heaven? How many of you believe you got a home in heaven? Raise your hand. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Have you got a deed to it?
No.
How do you know it's there?
No.
By faith, but my faith ain't just anchored on some puffy cloud out yonder. What is my faith anchored on? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are what? Many mansions. If it were not so, what I told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. For in this life, if this earthly house of this life be dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, for in that we do groan. How do I know I got a home in heaven, Brother Jimmy? Right there. My hope is not on some puffy fly white cloud. My hope is in the Word of God. By faith. Now, there are many things that are in the will of God, but just because it's God's will don't mean it's going to happen unless you believe. There are people needing something, but they're not getting it. My time has come and gone. We close with this. We'll pick back up here. We turn to Psalm 78 just for one moment. Our musicians will get ready in just a second. We're going to have an invitation hymn. We're going to sing Only Believe, Only Believe. All things are possible, only believe. Now, here's what I want you, we're going to pick back up next week. Psalm 78, verse 40 and 41. I've gone a little bit longer today. Psalm 78, 40 and 41. Nation of Israel, how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and they, if you're with me, Brother Jimmy, would you read that? And they what? Say it real loud, brother.
Limited.
They limited what?
Holy glory to them.
Did y'all hear that?
The Holy One of Israel.
They did what? They
limited.
They limited. They limited. Who limited? Did God not have all power to deliver them?
Yes.
Did God have power to bring them out of Egyptian bondage? Did God have power to send the plagues? Did God have power to drown Pharaoh's army?
Yeah.
And when they got out there in the desert, they started murmuring, complaining, and griping, and groaning, and bellyaching. Oh, God, you brought us out here to die in this wilderness. What to God, we were back around the flesh pots of Egypt and eating them leeks and garlic. And oh. The psalmist said they limited the Holy One of Israel. How do you do that? lack of faith, unbelief, not willing to step out. You know what our problem is? Hear me out right now. We're going. Our problem is pride. Our problem is pride. When God breaks you to where you have nothing and you are nothing, you can't be nothing, then God can start working. But as long as we got a little sense of pride in our life, as long as we got a belts charge card, we don't need God. Boy, I hit the nail right there. Somebody's got Well, that's just belts, Kohl's, Goodwill. I don't care. I mean, they don't have a charge card. What am I saying? By faith. By faith. By faith. Are you going to limit God? You will if you don't have enough faith to believe it. You can walk out of here this morning, get in your car, and you can say, you can pat somebody on the shoulder and say, boy, didn't we have a good service? Boy, didn't the choir sound good this morning? Come on, didn't they? Yeah. Yay, man. Didn't Joanne play good this morning? Yeah. Bonnie play. Hey, Daryl, yeah, boy, pray. Woo, glory. Didn't Brother Steve song? Boy, that blessed my heart. Oh, and Sister Portia, that was great. The lighthouse. Hallelujah, glory to God. But if you don't go out of here with more faith in what you come in, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Church, help me out. Lord, would the musicians come right now? Steve, still look at me right now for a minute. I want to see you. I like what Brother D.R. said yesterday. The eyes are the windows of the soul. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Lord, would you increase my faith? You want to be financially free? Lord, I can't do it. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, my son's on drugs. Lord, he's going to get delivered. It's only a matter of time. Lord, my daddy, he's lost. My mother. Lord, we got to, y'all just start playing. Only believe, please. Only believe.